Hi, everybody. It's Coach Jenny. I'm a wife, I'm a cyclist, I'm a hiker, traveler, an entrepreneur, a golden doodle mom, but most importantly, I'm an athlete who's visually impaired. So let's get started. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the podcast. This is the second podcast of 2021. So how is everything going? How are you doing with your resolutions or incantations? So I'm hoping that you guys are still in the positive spirit, still moving forward, and still working on your mindset. So today I want to talk about a topic that I think is kind of interesting. And somebody always told me, well, it's not somebody, it was Tony Robbins and Jim Rohn, and all of them talk about how you are the average of your five best friends, or a group of five, or whoever you hang out. You are the average. You are the sum of all those people put together. So I thought that was kind of interesting. So today I want to kind of break that down, and what exactly does the average of your five best friends make you? I did this example today in my private Facebook group. So what I made the members do is take a list, or take a piece of paper and write down all your friends on one side of the paper. And then the other side of the paper, you wrote down the top 2-3 traits that these individuals have. If it is, they're funny, they are a hard worker, they're a great mom or dad, they are just that person that you can call the trusty steed. Whatever it is, I want you to write the name of the person and what they are known for in your eyes. So once they wrote down all these names and traits and stuff, I made them look at the paper and I said, okay, now do all these people on your list really focus on you and your vision? Or the other way around, do you focus on them, on their vision? We kind of want to work together with our group, because if we are the average of each one in our group, we want to make sure that we are all on the same page, we're all moving in the same pace, and that we're here to help each other progress. What's so interesting about this is that sometimes our friends or even family, they are not here to support you. And it sounds so mean, because it's not that they don't want to see you succeed, it's because they don't know how to help you. They are so focused on themselves that they don't really know how to give you the energy that you need to help you move forward. So it's just so fascinating to see who your five friends are and how that they can help you move forward. Sometimes with this list, you really need to kind of make some edits. And for me, that was 2020. I learned a lot in 2020, and you really learn who your friends are. You learn when a disaster or surgery or even a pandemic, who your friends are, because those are the people that call you. Those are the people that check up on you. Those are the people that are here to make sure that everything is still okay. And those people that didn't check up on you, where are they? What's going on with them? Maybe they're just so focused on themselves or their business or their lives and their families that they just didn't have time for you. So you need to understand like where they fit into your friend group. Sometimes our friends really are not on the same path as us, and that's okay. We are allowed to have friends. I shouldn't say allowed. We can have friends that don't understand our vision, that don't support us per se, because they don't really see how we are changing in our minds and building confidence and being that empowered badass that we are. They don't understand it. They don't want to understand it because they're not ready to change the lifestyle that they've been living, is what I always say. And this is the time that we need to set boundaries. Yeah, the big B word, boundaries. Boundaries are so important because it helps us create self-preservation, because when sometimes we don't want to do something, you need to set boundaries because you're either the yes ma'am or the no ma'am kind of person. And when you don't want to do something, you need to set clear boundaries. And even with friends. But if they're not listening or changing their behaviors, you need to set boundaries for yourself because you can't absorb that negative activity onto yourself. Because if they're not willing to change and you try to help and they don't want to change, you're never going to help them change until they're ready. So setting those clear boundaries is super important. And it also goes back to looking at your list of friends. Who is here to support you on your dream? If there's people on the bottom of that list that you don't talk to all that often, that really are just not on the same positive vibe or the journey that you're on, are these people that you want to keep in your life? That's a question you need to ask yourself. On the other hand, there's a lot of people out here, and I have friends like this, that I don't talk to for like months at a time, but when I do call them, it's instant. It's like we never skipped a beat. There's friendships like that that will last forever. But you know what? You need to identify if these are friendships that you want to keep. Yes, I have a few of these friends that I can not talk to and call them up and I'm like, hey girl, what's up? Instant communication. It's just relaxed. Those are great people to have too. So the most important topic today is just evaluating who your support system is. And not only your friends, it could be your spouse. Is your spouse supporting you on your dream? If yes, awesome. If no, okay, we need to find a better support system. Is it online? Is it a coach, a mentor? Is it a neighbor? Is it a community group? Is it a Facebook group? Find somebody out there that can help you continue forward in your dream. I just think so many people in all over the world, we get stuck in this cycle. And I call it like the hamster wheel of death, that we just get up in the morning, do our stuff, go to work, run in the hamster wheel. We run in the hamster wheel and just don't change anything. There's so many times that we just continue to do the things day after day like a robot. We are not made to be robots. We are made to explore. We're made to fail. We're made to rise up from the ashes, be the phoenix, and just be amazing. Granted, life always doesn't bring us sunshine, rainbows, and unicorns, but we have to learn from life lessons to move forward. As you guys know, my favorite statement is we need to fail to move forward. And if you're not failing, you're not learning. And so many people are on that hamster wheel and it's going squeak, 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 because you are not failing at anything. You're just the robot in the day. So look at your life, look at your friends, look at your support system and figure out, does this make you happy? Are you happy where you are? And if you're not, honey, message me because we need to talk. We need to figure out where you're going, how you're getting there, what you're wearing, and what kind of attitude you're going to have afterwards because you are worth more. All right, everybody, as you know, I am always here to support you on your journey, wherever you may go. I have many ways that I can help you. I have personal one-on-one coaching. I have group coaching. I have Voxer coaching. And for those who don't know what Voxer is, it is messenger coaching. Absolutely one of my favorites because it is for the on-the-go individual who doesn't have that time to actually sit down and have the conversations, that we can kind of do it on the fly. And I do that monthly. So many ways that we can still communicate with each other. I want you guys to reach out or go on my webpage at thecoachjenny.com and check out all the ways that I can help you in 2021. Secret tip, that I do have a monthly coaching group that you guys can get in at. It is, I have a group going on right now. I'm doing the 31-day challenge with them, and it is amazing, and we're having so much fun that I'm actually thinking of continuing it. So if you are interested, definitely catch up with me, click my information in the show notes, and communicate with me. I would love for you to be in my monthly group. So as always, remember, you are the most important person in your story, and I'll talk to you.